The Justice Department is ramping up its crackdown on illegal immigrants and would-be asylum seekers in this country, reversing a long-standing policy. Attorney General William Barr wants applicants for asylum to be jailed while their cases are considered. He is also calling for asylum seekers who demonstrate a credible fear to no longer be eligible for release on bond. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jeffrey Hoffman, director of University of Houston's Law Center Immigration Clinic. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for having me.
How will these changes impact those trying to seek asylum in the U.S.?
Well, this is a really stunning reversal of the policy that was enshrined in a case called Matter of XK back in 2005. So we've had the policy in place that if you pass your credible fear, which means you have a possibility of being granted asylum and you're moved into regular asylum proceedings before an immigration judge, then they would consider you for release on bond, and that is no longer the policy.
Aren't jails going to get full?
Well, you know, this was an aspect of the Attorney General's decision in Matter of MS that was decided, yesterday. And he even acknowledges in a footnote saying that the decision is going to have such incredible impact that he acknowledges that DHS, which is Department of Homeland Security, has requested that the decision not go into effect for 90 days. So they even acknowledge that this could have a disastrous impact on asylum seekers.
Can you take us through the asylum process and how long it takes a person to have their case resolved?
Sure. It's complicated because there's something called expedited removal. And a lot of these people that, you know, are in the news right now and they're caught at the border, near the border, they're placed in what's called expedited proceedings. And what that means is basically that they will be deported very quickly unless they have some sort of a fear of persecution. If they can express that, and then they can go through what's called a credible fear or reasonable fear interview process that they have to pass, then they'll be routed to what's called INA 240 proceedings, which is the removal proceedings before an immigration judge. So that's the basic idea. And what's happened in the past is that if you pass that credible fear and if you were successful, then you would be considered for bond unless you were, what's called an arriving alien, unless you had presented yourself at a port of entry. But that's now all changed with the Matter of MS decision from the Attorney General, and they're interpreting it differently now to encompass anybody, everybody and anybody who's in that expedited removal proceedings process. And even if they pass the credible fear, they're going to be subject to being detained. So, yes, it's going to have very, very dire consequences.
If the idea behind reversing this longstanding policy was deterrence, do you think it will keep people from coming here?
Well, I mean, that was the purported rationale behind the disastrous family separation policy that your listeners have heard about. So again, look how that turned out, right? So we had this idea that, well, if we just detain children and their families, if we just separate the children, somehow that will have a deterrent effect. And again, you can look empirically at how that's turned out. We've had an increase in the number of people coming to the United States, and because they're coming for an independent reason. Many of them are not coming for any nefarious reason. What they're doing is they're coming because they actually fear persecution, torture, in some cases even death in their countries.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jeffrey Hoffman. He is director of Houston Law Center's Immigration Clinic.